Greetings, EastEnders fans, and welcome to another episode of Albert Square After Dark, your weekly EastEnders podcast. This week, discussing the episodes broadcast between the 13th to the 16th of January, 2025. Hello there, how are you this week? Are you well? I hope you are. You're looking well, I will say. This new year seems to be complimenting you. Hi, Ree, how are you this week?
Hiya, Rob. I'm good, thank you. How are you? Are you feeling
right.
Better?
Much better.
How's our hearing good. This week?
We've still got a little bit of a buzz, but I'm all right. I went to an actual audiometry place, whatever the word is, at the hospital, right? Considering that that ward is where you go when you're having hearing problems, I've never met a group of people that speak so quietly. Like, honestly, they're all like whispering to you. I was literally sat there like, please, can you speak up? I can't understand a word you're saying because I was like, I'm just buzzing going on.
Maybe
in
it's
ears.
A test. Maybe they do it on purpose.
Why do they talk so quietly if it's a hearing ward? Like, you're supposed to, like, you know, but if someone's coming to see you there, then chances
first
are they can't
here
hear.
Can't hear very well. Yeah.
And yet you're talking as though you're hunting rabbits or something. Like, what are you doing, for God's sake? Honestly. But I'm all right. I'm getting there. I think I'm pretty much there. I'm pretty much back to normal. 2025 can officially begin for me now. So happy new year, God. Everybody.
It's nice of you to join us, Rob.
Yeah, finally there. Won't be the first time that I've only just woken up on New Year's Day by this time, let me tell you. Right, bit of a mad old week on EastEnders this week. Lots of stuff going on.
A lot happened.
Finally, we have the return of Bianca.
Yes, finally.
After 3 months of being locked up, we finally
that
have...
Ridiculous.
Finally,
we could have had a couple of scenes in between.
I know.
Don't you think?
Like, I know. But
just the odd snippet of showing that she's still there. It doesn't need to be anything major, but
no.
I get it.
But we'll talk about Bianca first,
yes,
because
sorry.
that's all kicked off massively this week. And then there's some other stuff as well. The Cindy storyline decided to throw some little twists and turns in this week.
Indeed.
And the choice of Ravi, Denise and Jack took a complicated turn this week, to say the very least. Blonde Mitchell woman bites the dust.
That's his fourth one, I was trying to count. If you include Sharon
He's let's be fair, our Jack has got a type, you know. That's just
like Sharon likes a bold Mitchell, Jack likes a blonde Mitchell lady,
just like Stacey likes a Branning man.
Yes they're all very on brand, aren't they, these days?
They are. They, you know, they're old-fashioned people and they like what they like, you know. That's just how it works in Albert Square. So lots to speak about. What's the podcast called, Ree?
Albert Square After Dark.
Right then, we'll kick off this week. We're talking about Rhys and Sonia and Bianca. So we haven't seen Sonia since August, and we haven't seen Bianca for 3 months either. And we finally have had a catch up and seen where they are. Sonia's very, very pregnant and paranoid and still in prison. And Bianca is still locked up and trying her very, very best to escape the lockup. Hilarious stuff with Bianca this week. She was trying every which way she could in order to get Rhys to release her. That's difficult to say. And didn't really work by the end. She was still locked up. I thought, because the court case didn't go in the direction I thought it was going to at all, because I thought this week was going to be all about the court case.
Yeah,
but it wasn't.
Because
Rhys intimidated a witness, and so the whole thing got adjourned. So God knows when we're getting back to the court case, which is a shame, because the highlight of the week for me was Brenda.
Yes, I wasn't expecting to see Brenda, actually.
Oh, so funny the way she was just glaring at Sonia, not even blinking, just glaring at her. Brilliant.
I'm very surprised that Brenda's not clicked that it's Rhys, though, I must say, but I guess, you know, if you've got Sonia handed to you on a plate, then why don't you?
Rhys goes to see Sonia in prison and keeps forgetting that he's not allowed to touch her. I thought that was quite a good scene as well. Sonia's just a mess at the moment, isn't she? Like, she's terrified about giving birth to his baby in prison, which she could understand, I think. Mm. Like, you know, if you're very, very... I'm not quite sure how pregnant she'll be by this point. Like, very, I think, is about the...
Well, I think I'm pretty sure we figured out that she'd be due around the anniversary.
Yeah,
I feel.
Of course she is.
Not far off. She must be at least 7-8 months by now.
Well, in which case, then, do we reckon then that the court case is going to be adjourned a month? Is that a thing? Can it be adjourned that long? Yeah, so we reckon.
I don't know, because I feel like she's going to get released for the 40th.
Mm.
Because otherwise, where's the drama with Sonia having a baby on the 40th?
Yeah, they've got to have a birth on the 40th, I think, because it's an anniversary.
And it's got to be on the square, not in prison, surely.
Yeah. Which means that Rhys is probably going to die on the anniversary then, you reckon?
But then how would Sonia get released in that between now and then if they've not got any other evidence.
So maybe they'll do the court case the week before the live stuff, and then Sonia gets released. Maybe, maybe, because there's a lot. There's going to be a lot kicking off for the 40th, obviously. So I don't know.
There's a lot of time. Anything could happen in between as well, I guess, couldn't it?
So Bianca all locked up. She is trying everything she possibly can in order to get released. She tries to pretend that she's got stomach pains and needs to go to hospital immediately. That doesn't work. So Reese just goes, "Sorry, I'll get you some paracetamol, you'll be all right." And then when Reese comes in at one point, she's on the floor pretending to be unconscious, looking all angelic. And then when Reese turns her over, her face literally transforms into something horrific. And then she just lashes out. That doesn't work either. So all of this kind of didn't really move anywhere, really. It just sort of was, it remains the same as it was at the start, except the court case has been adjourned for an unspecified
I
amount of
mean,
time.
are we supposed to think that Bianca's not tried any of these tricks in this past 3 months and now
Well,
she's
you would have
only just
thought
started to
so.
figure it out or
Yeah.
something?
I mean, I can't imagine that Bianca has been an easy prisoner. Let's be real here.
No, definitely not. I think fair play to her though. I loved her attempts.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yes, this is gonna work. Come on, Bianca. So I do like she's chained like some rabid dog, isn't she,
I
or
know.
something? Like it's
I know.
quite.
Well, this is the thing. Like, it's all very well during the whole sort of, I mean, she tried to grab the keys off him, didn't she? Because he's got like a massive ring of keys on him, like Argos Filch, like just hanging down from his trousers. So she tried that. That didn't work because Reese sort of kind of overcame her again. What I like was the fact that that Bianca has been forced to watch all of these quiz shows, like that were just on videos, Reese. Remember them? Video
Yeah,
cassettes.
I
There will be
know.
people who were watching this week's EastEnders going, "What's that? What's that like
I
boxing
know.
that she's holding there?"
Oh, yeah.
Depressing, isn't it?
Very. Yes,
Yes.
watching lots of videos.
Yeah. Re like Rihanna. Bianca has your Rihanna. Bianca
I
has
ran
become
it,
your Rihanna.
yes.
Bianca has become some sort of quiz genius because she's had to watch all of Reese's quiz shows that were on these videos. So she now knows the answer to every single question that has ever been asked on any of these quiz shows, which I quite enjoyed. She's going to come out like ready for University Challenge.
I wonder if this is how she's going to escape there somehow, because there's been quite a lot of emphasis on these videos that she's watching. Obviously, she learned about an illness on there that she then tried to act like she'd got.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's something on there that's going to give her an idea to eventually escape or.
Like she learned how to pick a lock or something.
Yeah, something. I don't
Maybe.
know.
Maybe. See, I mean, where does this go from here now then? Like, how
That's
long is
what
the
I
court
mean.
case, how long is the court case going to be delayed for? Like, we know she's fine, essentially. I mean, she's not great. She's just been forced to eat pot noodles, which she's basically living like a student, isn't she? She's handcuffed in a messy room, eating pot noodles and watching quiz shows all day.
Pot noodles and biscuits.
Pot noodles and biscuits and watching daytime telly. She's a student at the moment. Bianca is living like a university student. We've all been
Yes.
there, you
Yes, we
know.
have, Bianca. But, well, not against Tara and Will, though, like Bianca.
No. But this is what I mean. Like, where does it go from here? Like, how is she going to escape? Because I was convinced that this week that the court case was going to kick off all week. She was going to escape and then was going to burst into the courtroom and reveal everything.
Yeah, I
So,
don't see that happening under
no.
any circumstance. But I don't know. The only thing I can think is that Martin's going to figure something out. Because and then
Yeah.
Mart or
Or.
Sonia's going to get released somehow. Can't answer how that's going to be. Maybe
Right.
Sonia will get released, see that Reese is acting a bit shifty, follow
Yeah.
him down to the lockup, and then it'll be Sonia. And then it'll be Sonia that discovers Bianca's there. Then she'll be trying to get Reese to. Release
Yeah,
Bianca, and
they
then she's
lock
going
her
to
up
give
too.
birth in the
Then she'll go into
lockup.
labour. Yeah. And then she'll go into labour in the
There we
lockup.
go.
Yeah,
So he's
yeah,
going to try.
yeah.
He'll try and keep him birth hostage, but then she'll go into labour, and the waters will break, and then
Yeah.
he'll be like panic mode,
Yeah.
and then yeah, it'll all ensue from there. There you go. That's how it's
There
going
you go.
to
That's how I need to watch the 40th now. That's sorted. And that's how
happen.
that's all going to play out. And then, I mean, then what's he going to do? Because if she gives birth in the lockup, then he's going to have to just hold everybody hostage. He's going to have some tiny little handcuffs for the baby.
He's
Just
not
sort
thought
of.
that one through, has
He
he?
hasn't. This is the thing. Reese has no idea what he's doing from this point
This is
onwards. Like,
it.
Bianca keeps asking him, "Sorry, what is your plan here? Like, okay, you're keeping me here, and what? You're just going to release me when Sonia gets released, are you? That's your plan? Because I'm not going to say a word to the police, of course." Like, he doesn't know what
This
he's
is
doing.
it. What does he think he's going to do though? Because is he just going to keep her locked up there forever, or just trust that if hypothetically if he did go, do you know what? I'm going to let you go. She's not going to tell anyone what he's done.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is his big
I
plan?
don't, and this is the thing, he doesn't know. This is the problem. Reese has no idea what he is doing with this.
But he panicked when he did think that Bianca was ill or had died or something on the floor.
Yeah,
His first
yeah.
thing was, oh shit.
Although
Not
that
like
probably would have solved quite a lot of his problems.
in some ways, but then he'd have had a body to get rid of.
In fact, what he probably should have done is gone towards her with a pillow and done a Debbie on him. And done a Debbie on her. That would probably have solved quite a lot of his
Struck
problems.
twice. What if he does? Maybe that is where
And
he'll
that could be
go.
where
You
it's going.
can't kill Bianca off. You can't
Well, I
kill
don't think, I know,
Bianca
but
off.
I think at some point he's going to try and kill Bianca because he'll work out that, like, well, I don't see what options I've got here.
Could kill Sonya off there.
Well, there is that possibility. I think it's fair to say Natalie Cassidy has been busy doing other things. I know she's had like a 6 month break, but if you listen to her podcast and all that kind of thing, it doesn't sound like EastEnders is going to be a huge feature in her life moving forwards. I don't know,
No.
just you start to read between the lines of these things when she's talking about, like, she had GK Barry on her podcast a
Yeah, that's
few
pretty
weeks
big.
ago, and she was talking, like, GK Barry was talking about like a tour or something that she was going on in September, and Natalie Cassidy was like, oh, I'll do that, yeah, September, oh yeah, I'll be fine by then, yeah. I was like, oh, will you now, Natalie?
My filming schedule's not busy in September. I'll come
Yeah,
with you.
will you now, Nat Cass? That's
And I'm sure
interesting.
she's done another. She's on another TV show as well. I'm sure I've
Yeah, she's
seen.
got a role in the new comedy show, I think. So
Yeah, that's
she's
it.
which
Fingers in
interesting.
pies
Indeed.
that may not be EastEnders.
Indeed. Well, we'll have to wait and see for that. Let us know where you think the restoryline is going. I mean, it's mad, this storyline, isn't it? It's absolute madness. And it's
But go on.
I just think it's a shame that Reese has been taken in this direction. Because everything,
Well,
I
it's
mean,
happened, Rob.
I know, but what I'm saying is, the stuff that happened with Cindy this week, like, that, what a hilarious pairing those two would be together.
There's going to be more to this, I think, but we
And
might get to that when we're on
I
about
just think
Cindy.
that Reese could have been the Roy Cropper of EastEnders if
Yeah,
they'd
I
have gone,
agree with that. I know what you said. Yeah, if they'd have took it down that route instead of this little.
yeah.
It's not even a serial killer, is it? It's just
No, he's
like a.
just doesn't know what he's doing. He's just a hapless, hapless, I
Hap
think is the word you use to
yes.
describe Reese at this moment, isn't it? Yeah, well,
I
let us know
do
where.
wonder if,
Go
sorry, I was going to
on.
say, I do wonder if Martin's going to figure stuff out because obviously Reese was going on about everyone showing the face at the court case and then he doesn't appear himself there
Yeah, just
this
suspicious
week.
behaviour. This is what I mean. He's
Why
rubbish at
would you not
this.
question that?
I don't understand why he hasn't been caught yet, because he's not exact. He's so skittish, and he's so just
Yes.
like constantly. I mean, yes, he's constantly on edge because his wife's possibly going to get sent down for murder while she's pregnant with his child. But at the same time, I mean, it's just
I
typical,
know what
isn't
you
it?
mean. Yeah, I know what you
Nobody,
mean.
people are so used to suspicious behaviour in EastEnders, you just sort of just shrug it off, don't you? I think if you live in Walford,
Yeah.
like, oh, he's acting weird. Well, hey, he's Albert Square, isn't it? Everyone acts
I
weird.
do think that Martin's going to figure something out and be part of it, though. He's
Yeah.
got to be, because he is already such a big part of it. I mean, was he the only person that Sonia would have recognised at the court
Well, yeah,
this week, Martin?
apart from the glaring woman behind
Yeah, well,
her.
apart from Brenda, of course, yeah.
Hugh wasn't
Well,
there
maybe
either.
Martin's.
Hugh was told to stay
I
at home,
thought
I think.
that.
Well, Hugh was just told to stay at home
Or
because
just refused to go and said, Brenda, you shouldn't be going.
Brenda couldn't trust Hugh to go. So Brenda thought,
No, could be
I'll
that.
deal with this. I'll deal with this. You stay here and sort out the garden, and I'll go and sort out the court case. That's how it
Yes.
happened. I can see it. See it. So let us know in the comment section where you think this restory madness is going. Do you think it's going to last till the anniversary? It's looking that way. I think you may as well leave it to the anniversary now with the madness of it all. Let Sonia have a baby on the anniversary. That the climax of the story, maybe Reese is gonna find himself blown up. Maybe. Have to wait and see. Right, ladies and gents, next story. So another blonde Mitchell woman, as we say, has bitten the dust. Another one bites the dust. Woo! Yeah, Jack and Nicola.
Yeah.
She got her
Jickler.
claws in. She got
Jackler.
her yes, she got her talons in.
Didn't she?
Didn't she just? I mean, I don't think there's going to be a massive future with Jack and Nicola because it seemed to be just just a reason for Nicola to cause trouble, didn't it? Really?
I reckon it'll be one of them where everyone's like so not disgusted, but like against it that they'll just end
Mm.
up having secret bunk ups or something for a bit. Maybe it'll be a bit of one of those situations and they'll like the thrill of it, probably. But
Yeah, because
then.
I don't think it was even that Jack was that drunk, was he? Like, he'd had like a couple of
Not
drinks, but
special. I
I don't think he was
don't know.
hammered.
I think he was, though, actually,
Do you
because
reckon?
When he, because obviously we were in the club, weren't he?
Yeah.
Drinking, and she took
On
him a
his own.
drink over. And
Yeah.
I think the implication was she made him quite a strong drink.
Yeah.
But then when he stood up to
Pint of
stick up for
tequila.
Chelsea, he was very drunk. Like he was staggering about when he first
Oh,
stood up
okay.
to stick up for her. So I don't think he was like, wow, hammered, but I think he was
Yeah.
definitely drunk.
I
Yes.
mean, Nicola now officially owns that place. You don't own that club until you've had sex in that office. Now Nicola's
Oh,
christened
yeah,
her
so she's
office.
christened it. There we
Christened it.
go.
She's marked her territory. Nicola owns the club.
Consummated the
Consummated the
contract.
club. It's all done and dusted there. So meanwhile, whilst all that's going on, Nugget has caught Denise and Jack kissing again.
Gosh, yes. Forgot about
Yes.
all that. I thought Nugget already knew until this week because Daddy G was obviously, he obviously had figured it out, but obviously Nugget had not clicked to why Denise had
Yeah,
followed him in the first place.
I think he kind of assumed that Dada G was talking about, the past rather than the present.
Yeah,
And then he got
okay.
all distracted by everything else that was going on, like,
Fair.
knocking
And
her out
dying.
and talking about the fact that
And
Denise had
yeah,
been the
all
one
that
that
jazz.
attacked Nish and all that jazz. So he
Yes.
walks in, sees Denise and Ravi kissing. Now, how do you think Denise is handling this situation?
In
Because
what
Ravi,
regard?
well,
What, keep
Ravi
it secret
effectively.
or?
No, like in terms of how she's treating Ravi, do you think it's fair? Because Ravi this week was acting as though, like, oh, I'm not a piece of meat, I'm feeling used and like getting all sensitive
He
about
said, I
it.
don't want to be your dirty little secret,
Yeah.
didn't he?
Yeah.
I do think that she's very much seeming like she's ashamed and not proud to be with him.
Well, you can kind of understand that, with the
You
Chelsea
do because of the
stuff.
Chelsea thing, yeah, but I do think that
And everything that Ravi did,
I
in the
do
lead up
think
to it all.
that even if he wasn't Chelsea's ex, she'd be behaving like this anyway. And I thought at one point actually this week, we'll talk about the Cindy stuff later, but
Yeah.
when Cindy rang, oh no, Ravi called Cindy, didn't
Yes.
they? And she said everyone around here knows you're a drug dealer. And I was
Yeah,
like,
so
do
it's not,
they? So
well,
Denise knows then. Is
I
that why
assume
she's more
Denise
ashamed as
must,
well
yeah,
then?
Denise must know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that
So,
why she's a bit being cagey as well? Because she don't want to be seen with this bad guy, rather than just the fact that it's her daughter's ex.
yeah.
Oh God, it. I mean, when you
It's
put it all
messy.
like
It's messy.
this,
It's a tad messy. It's a tad
yeah,
messy. Geez, Mrs. Hinchcliffe's come and sort out her life. It's that messy at the moment.
yeah.
What do you think about her thing with Jack? Like, is she confused about her feelings for Jack? Because I got the impression that she was trying to very much keep him at arm's length. But at the same
Yeah,
time, I didn't
she's,
get the impression that she
yeah.
particularly wanted to go there again with Jack.
No, I didn't. I got the impression very much that she's trying to, make sure they are just friends. She said
Yeah.
it quite bluntly at one point, which hurt Jack's feelings this
We're not
week. And then
mates.
he said, yeah. And then she said, oh, go on then. We can be mates. Let's go for a drink in the Vic. And then obviously
Yeah.
Jack said, oh, I could cook us a meal and all that. She's like, no, boundaries,
Let's keep it
lines. We're not going
public.
down that route. So
Yeah.
she is making it very apparent, I think, to Jack, I'm not interested in that
Yeah.
at all. So I'm still confused as to how this is going to end up being a decision because as far as we're watching right now, she's got no interest in being back with Jack. She very much
Yeah.
wants to be with Ravi, but just
And
not
this is the thing, I
with
think
this
she does
lad.
want to be with Ravi because it's not
Yeah.
like she's trying to keep Ravi, like she's still going back to Ravi and like,
Yeah.
putting his big old oak tree arms around her and
Yes.
sort of keeping him ticking along, so to speak.
Yeah.
But as far as Jack's concerned, she's very much keeping him at arm's length, very much sort of saying no, we're like, if not even trying to like say we're not really friends either, really. We are
Yeah.
co-parents at the very
Co-step
most,
parents, yeah.
So, I don't know. It was Raymond's
I would
party this
be.
week. Go on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, I was just going to say I'd be quite annoyed if I was Ravi, though,
I
because she
think
has
I
been
would as
quite
well.
harsh
Yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it
But
was
yeah, go
Raymond's
on,
party
sorry.
this week. And there was a bit of a drama with Phil, who obviously is so far down. I think there was a very, very important moment with Phil this week where
So
he
do I.
said about the Mitchell name,
It's just
it's
a
just a
name.
name. That's a huge moment for
Yes.
Phil. That's
That
where
was a
he's at.
massive thing for him
Yeah.
to say.
That's
Yeah,
where
I
Phil's at
totally
the
agree.
moment. Like, that's
Yeah.
huge. All
Yeah.
these years where Phil has proudly tried to shoehorn the Mitchell name into anything that he can. And all of a
I
sudden, it's
do.
just a name. That's huge.
But a part of that because of Teddy coming along and being
Yeah.
as well, and if he feels like almost the name's been taken from him anyway, so now it's meaningless in some respects as well. I wondered
Yeah.
if that maybe I've overanalyzed it, but it is quite a big thing for Phil to say, isn't it?
Oh, it's
Like,
huge. Yeah. And it could be that he, like you say, with Teddy, he's sort of looking at going, well, that's the future of the Mitchells. I'm not even the future of it. I'm the past of the Mitchells, and that's the future of the Mitchells. So he's that far down in his view in the pecking order. It's fascinating, this Phil story. It really, really is. And I think it's such a genius storyline to give him. And Nigel kept trying to sort of mend things and just ended up making things worse this week.
It was interesting that Nigel said something to him when they were in the Archers, which, sorry, Steve McFadden has got it down to a T. You've mentioned it before. How he's behind the eyes, you can see
Yeah,
it. He's saying
just
it.
that
I
sadness.
honestly think he's doing such a good job at this
Yeah,
storyline.
it's such a subtle performance he's giving. It's
Really
really
subtle,
strong.
yeah.
Yeah.
But Nigel said something like, I'd like to think, if I needed help as a friend, you'd help. And I thought, is this where Nigel's going to start seeing the parallels and maybe open up
Yeah.
himself? Is this how this is all going to happen? Because right now he's still not told Phil that he's got dementia.
He hasn't, but at the same time, I can kind of see Nigel's point of view because I think he's almost also kind of thinking, I don't think me saying I've got dementia is really going to help Phil's depression.
There
You
is
know?
that. No, there is that. Yeah, definitely.
So I can understand why Nigel is sort of trying to hold back on this a little bit, despite the fact that Yolande is constantly saying, you need to tell him, you need to tell him. And it's sort of like, I mean, yeah, he does need to tell him if he's going to stay around. But at the same time, I totally get why he isn't at the moment because Phil is in no fit state at the moment to be dealing with that.
But like we say, maybe it will be the thing that gives him purpose and turns him around, hopefully.
Maybe.
But maybe it'll end up, now I would say maybe it'll end up being Yolanda who tells Phil, but she wouldn't break Nigel's confidence,
No,
though,
I don't
I'd
think
be
she would.
honest.
I don't think she would.
No.
No.
No, maybe it'll be Kathy who figures it out from the cafe
Yeah,
shift.
because the thing is, Nigel's only going to go downhill from here, so it's just a simple matter of how long is that going to take? I feel like he's going to be forced to tell Phil rather than he's going to do it off his own back. Like something's going to happen. Like he's going to cause some, maybe something in the kitchen, maybe something in the
Or
cafe.
a
So he's
fire
going
in the
to, yeah, oh
vehicle.
no, yeah, maybe Nigel blows up the vehicle. That'll it's going to be something like that where he kind of causes some sort of catastrophe and has to tell Phil as a result of that, and then it's going to sort of move on from there, I think.
I'd agree. That's probably how it's going to come out, definitely. We'll
We'll
see.
see. We'll see. Let us know in the comment section where you think that's all going and where are you at with the choice? Where are you at with the choice, Ray? I mean, I still think Ravi all day long.
Ravi.
All day long. They are
All day
going to have
long.
to go some in order to make me even consider Jack for a second for this choice.
Well, maybe though, because obviously Nicola and Jack have christened the
Yes,
Harry's Barnes
consummated.
office.
Yes.
Then he goes back to her and says, can we keep this between us, by the way? Also,
Nicola's
just
like,
like,
no.
it was specifically a one-night thing. I do think that she did have the intention of keeping it secret, and then
Yeah,
obviously
then Penny
Penny
wound
riled
her
her
up.
up. Oh my God, that was the best comeback ever, though, from Nicola. I'm sorry, that was
Yeah.
genius.
Yeah.
Penny being like, no one wants you around here. She's like, well, your
No, well, your
dad
dad
did last
does.
night.
Yeah, she does not give
Up
one
against
shiny.
the wall.
Yeah, she
That was
doesn't give
so
a
funny.
toss. She does
No.
not give a toss, Nicola. What she says
But
to anybody, I love her.
I don't think she had that intention of saying it. I think she was just in that mo she's very impulsive, isn't
She
she,
is very
Nicola?
impulsive, yes.
But now that Denise has found that out, that's about Jack and Nicola. Now I'm wondering, is this where Denise is going to start
Still
going,
getting
oh,
jealous.
I didn't think I'd be feeling as jealous as I do. And maybe that's
Yeah.
how we're going to get back to, oh, should Denise be back with Jack? And maybe it's going to bring some feelings to the surface that even Denise wasn't aware of having, maybe. Maybe that's where it's going.
Maybe. Oh, what a tangled web. Just before we get to the biggest storyline of the week, a little bit with the market this week. It seems that the main stretch of market is going to be fine, but Turpin Road is screwed, which is where Stacey's Bat Van is.
Of course,
Now,
yes.
I want to say right here and right now, right? I'm hoping this is all going to sort itself out because I love that Bat Van. I think it's one of the greatest additions, like
I
in terms of a
agree.
workplace. It's such a good community little spot.
Yes.
Stacey and Eve behind there, I absolutely love. Although I cannot see Eve wanting to work behind there anymore now she's sort of married to Suki. I feel like Suki might want to expand her horizons a little bit.
They did start it off as like when they were living together, Stacey and Eve, didn't
Yeah.
they? As like their own little business. I don't know. I could see maybe Eve had still Even
Do
if
the
she
odd
did say, I
shift.
want to take a step back, yeah, she might do the odd cover shift or so. Having said that, Lacey Turner's going to be going somewhere soon,
Yeah,
Rob.
so someone's got
So,
to look after it. Someone's got to look after the Bat Van.
or not, as the
Or
case may end
not.
up
Oh, I
being.
hope not.
I
I
hope
really
not.
I love that Bat Van. I mean, Jean's been
Yeah.
doing a couple of shifts in there as well, so
True.
maybe that'll just be the way it goes. It will just be Stacey and Jean doing it.
Maybe it'll be
Lily
Ruby.
there. Oh God, can you imagine? Lily will own it one day. One day,
I was
Lily, all
thinking I
this
could
will be
see Lily
yours.
in it, yeah. And then it'll go
Lily.
down to Charlie.
Yeah, it's just going to go down like Martin's fruit stall. It's just going to go
Yeah.
down through the family. That'll be a beautiful
Yep.
thing to witness. Beautiful.
Agreed.
I mean, yeah, the markets kind of thing is just going on in the background. I feel like this is there as some sort of light-hearted thing in order to sort of look back on. Maybe they'll get like people. I don't know where they're really going with it. I feel like maybe they could bring back some people that used to work on the market at some point just to state their case or something to the
Think
council.
that's where it is going because
Yeah.
obviously Martin was in the newspaper, and then both Ruby and
Yeah.
Stacey were saying, "Come on, you need to keep momentum going."
Yeah, so word will
So
get out.
Mickey saw it online, didn't he, the other
Yeah.
week? So it's going to be a case of people seeing things online and coming back to the square. And
Let's bring Pam back and talk about her flower stall. Miss
oh
Pam,
yeah,
always. Yes,
I forgot she had
always.
the flower stall.
It's
Yeah,
just it. Yeah. Donna used to work on there as well. So yeah, bring all those
cut.
sorts of people back.
I don't think they will, though. I can't see
Yeah.
those two coming back out
Oh,
of all of
Pam.
the.
Pam is popular enough to bring back because people are always delighted to see Pam again. So
Oh, okay, hopefully
I mean, I
then.
know, but she only really comes back to see Ben,
I was just going to say that would have
other than
been her
that.
main reason, which, yeah, is no
But
longer
screw it.
there.
Screw it. He's in prison. So Pam's just gonna come back and help the market out. Let's go. Let's hope for that. Anyway, we'll see where the market stuff goes. It's just sort of
Yes.
going on in the background. I feel like, as I say, as the 40th approaches, that might kind of come to the forefront a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's ever going to be like an A story. It's going to be sort of like a nice sort of nostalgic thing that they kind of refer to throughout the 40th,
Yeah.
I think. We'll see.
Yeah.
Right, ladies and gents, I think the biggest storyline of the week, Cindy is back on the square and the suspects are stepping up. Right, final storyline of the week now. Cindy, Lauren and Peter. So Cindy has returned home. And I have to say, what I loved was just the way that Cindy is just acting like such a victim this week. Like,
Yeah,
I
I know.
get that she's been
Well,
attacked and that must be
gonna
scary. I'm
say.
not taking away from that, but it's just the fact that she just refuses to accept that she's done anything wrong. She's like, I'm the one that's been attacked.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, I
And
didn't
it's
do
like,
anything that
no, and
bad.
it's so unreasonable that everyone is just so angry with her all the time.
Yeah.
I just love her mindset. It's amazing. Ian and Cindy going, like that conversation between Ian and Cindy in hospital, like she's just outraged that Ian is can even be cross with her at this point. It's hilarious. It really, really is.
I do kind of get it. She was
Yeah,
quite brutally attacked,
I
but I
get
know what you're
that. I
saying,
do
where
get
she's
that.
still acting like she's not done anything wrong at all.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
amazing. It really, really is. It makes me laugh
So,
a lot.
Cindy, do you know what I'm amazed at? When she got hit on Christmas Day, I was like, all right, Cindy's dead then. So,
Did you? Do you
Cindy's
think that
been
was?
killed.
Did you think that she'd actually been killed off?
I didn't expect her to be. I didn't ex For such a big whodunit, I didn't expect her to wake up this soon and just be back on the square. Because now I'm like, where does Cindy go from here?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, when it depends. I think that all very much depends on who the attacker is. So
Who did
then, if you're
it?
going to try and work out who, if you're going to try and work out who the attacker is from that, so like, what's the biggest storyline that could be gotten out of any of those people attacking her?
That's
I
true.
mean,
It'd have to be one of her kids,
it's got to be one
then.
of the kids. So I still think Anna's acting weird.
I
Anna
know
is
what you
acting
mean.
weird.
Her hair's been tied up in a ponytail a lot
Oh,
this
well, must be
week.
her then.
I knew that'd wind you up. It has, though. She normally has it down all the time, Anna.
Oh well,
All of a
put
sudden,
that
it's in a high pony.
put that in the theory box then. If anything, that's a giveaway, isn't it?
I have been leaning more towards Anna this week, but I
It's
don't know if
got
you've
to
just put
be.
the idea in my head.
She's just acting weird. Like
But
it's
then,
just.
like, why have her act so weird? Do you know what I mean? Like, is
Yeah,
it too
are they
obvious?
just absolutely messing with my head and they're trying to make me think it and then it's going to turn out
Well,
to
yeah.
be Kathy or something?
But then I did think it. I was like thinking this week, is it Anna? And then she said to Gina, do you think Dad could really do it? And I thought, if Anna had done it, she wouldn't say something like that to Gina.
I know, but there was like little, just little mo. In fact, there's even a moment, there's even a little part of me that, you know, when Peter stormed into the ward and Anna was just sat there, there's
Yeah.
even a little part of me that wonders whether Cindy kind of has an idea that Anna did it, or at the very least, something's going on there that we're not privy to yet. That they're having conversations about something that we don't know about yet.
Do you? I didn't read into that at all. See, it's messing with
Oh,
our the
but
heads.
her hair,
I didn't think
her
so.
hairstyle though,
The
you would all
hair,
like
though, her hair's in a ponytail,
that. Yeah.
so
So if that's
that's
not
a big giveaway.
if that doesn't suggest attempted murder, I don't know what does. But yeah, so Peter is basically trying to kind of keep everything afloat with Cindy this week because
Yes.
Cindy has had a flashback, effectively, because Lauren wears a very distinctive coat, and Cindy has had a memory of Lauren running away wearing her very distinctive coat. And so she's got it into her head now that Lauren has attacked her. Now, Lauren,
Yes.
meanwhile, it turned out, was the person that turned Cindy over because she was looking for the drugs that Cindy kind of offered her on Christmas Day to keep her gob shut. And so
Is that what
she.
she was doing?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, I missed that bit. I thought she'd already taken them from a coat
No,
pocket on
no, no,
Christmas
no, no,
Day.
no, 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 no. She was the one that turned Cindy over because she was
I knew she
looking
turned
for.
her
Yeah,
over.
because she was looking for
Right.
the
Looking for the
drugs.
drugs. Oh,
Yes, and then she
right.
ran off
I
with the
missed that
drugs
bit.
to go and take them.
Right, okay.
And as a result of the drugs, Lauren is having blackouts and can't remember what went on.
But hadn't she already taken drugs before this? Because that's why
No,
she
I don't
thinks that
think
she was the
so.
one who attacked her. Otherwise, how was she blacked out?
What do you mean? Lauren, how is
So
Lauren black?
if well if Lauren found Cindy on the floor, but then she's wondering whether she did attack her.
Yeah.
So why would her memory be phased if she'd not already taken the
Well, I assumed
drugs?
it's because she's now taking morphine, so she took morphine and then can't remember what
And
went
then doesn't
on.
remember the lead up to it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. That all of that was a little bit was confusing this week. So I was sort of like,
Or
why is Lauren?
maybe she was looking for more drugs, because I definitely remember her taking them out of her
Right.
pocket on Christmas Day,
Right,
out of
okay.
Cindy's
You might be
ham,
right.
out of a bag, because Cindy left a bag in the Vic on Christmas Day,
Oh,
and Lauren
okay.
took them out
So
of
she
a
was looking for
bag.
more on her. Oh, well, maybe. Yeah. Either way, Lauren is having blackouts
She turned her over, we know
and she
that
turned her over.
much. Yeah.
So she's having blackouts. She can't remember whether she attacked Cindy or not, which to me
No.
is kind of like, what? It's like, what do you mean you can't remember if you whack someone around the back of the head with a shovel? Like, I don't
Because
think.
she's on morphine though, Rob. I
Oh.
kind of.
Well, yes, but I had morphine once when I was in hospital for something, and let me tell you, I wasn't able to stand up and hit anybody over the head with a shovel. I was off my face. It's
Yes,
just like
but just
passing out.
like. Yes, but just like Linda can be a functional alcoholic,
True,
whereas some
true.
of us would drink the same amount of Linda and not be able to walk. Maybe Lauren's the same.
It's very
She can
true.
handle
I'm not
quite
a
a bit of
function.
morphine and still.
I am not a functional morphine taker. I'll give you that. Absolutely not. No.
So maybe for Lauren it wouldn't. And to be fair, if it means that she's got rid of any pain she's got, she's going to feel right strong, probably.
Well, I get the impression she has. She's not complaining about pain anymore. I think now she's literally just addicted to the pills, isn't she?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Bad,
I can
very
see
bad.
why she, I can see that it's convincing that she could possibly have forgotten, but I don't think that she did it. I think that's
No, I
why she
don't.
doesn't remember doing it, because she
Well,
didn't do
you.
it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can tie. It stands to reason that if the first person that's arrested for an attack or a murder definitely didn't do it.
That's what you said last week. Whoever first gets arrested didn't do it, and it's
Yeah.
Lauren. So,
Yeah, I don't think Lauren
yeah.
did it. I really, really don't. Return of DCI Arthurs this week. I love DCI Arthurs. I really am a fan. I like him
He
a
were
lot.
being a bit harsh, weren't
He
he, at
was,
some
but
points?
he's just so done with Wolford's drama, isn't he? It's just like, all oh, right, I'm here again, am I? Do you realise the amount of overtime I have to do for this square?
His beard is getting bigger and bigger because he's thinking, I ain't got time to groom this beard. I'm on all
Yeah.
these cases on Albert
Yeah.
Square at the minute.
Yeah.
This is the last thing on my mind.
I
Yeah.
don't think I didn't think it was possible for one square to like one area to have their own police officer that's just dedicated to them. But I think that's what DCI Arthurs is. He's
You
just
just
sort of
keep an eye on Albert Square, Arthurs. You know everybody by now. So, yeah. Especially that Cathy. You know
Especially
her
that
well, don't
cafe.
you?
And
Yeah.
honestly, if anything kicks off in Albert Square, he's like, you know those big glass boards that they put all the suspect pictures of? He's sat there like
Yeah.
tapping a photo of caffeine and just going, it's you did it. So Cindy kind of returns to the square this week. She's released from hospital. Pete is trying to find her somewhere to live because nobody is interested in sort of how, and you can't blame them for that, really.
No.
So she ends up moving in with Reese and Jasper the parrot. And this is what I mean when I say I'm kind of disappointed that Reese has gone down the direction he has, because this is a pairing that could have been absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They could, they yeah, they would have been. Well, they still can be.
Yeah,
But
but.
why have they paired Reese and
Oh,
Cindy?
are you about to riff again, Ray? Are you about to riff?
Maybe Cindy's going to figure something out with Reese and see that he's a dodgy'un, and everyone
Right.
else is just going to not believe Cindy and think, oh, here she is trying to deflect, deflect, deflect on all the
Yeah.
things that she's done, not listen to her. And she's going to be like, there's something dodgy about this Reese. Why don't you listen to me? I'm living with him. I'm witnessing all these things. And somehow she's going to be involved in something to do with Reese and the
Maybe.
40. But otherwise, why put her
She's going
there?
to end up locked up with Bianca. She's starting to have a
Well,
very bad
Peter,
year.
maybe.
Yeah, yeah,
Peter
yeah.
could have just, Peter could, they could have just said, oh, such and such a flat's become free on the square and put her there. They've
Yeah.
deliberately paired her with Reese for something. Must be.
Well,
Or, like you
it's.
said, just a few comedy moments between Cindy and Reese. I
Yeah, I
don't
mean, it
know.
could be. I mean, it's a very random pairing, isn't it? But it was, well, again, this is what I mean. It's like in the first 5 seconds of meeting him, Reese is saying things like, well, woman of your age, you need to go to the loo pile. Like, brilliant. And this is what I miss about Reese. It's like that awkward stuff that he comes out with. And it's, yeah, it's a shame. It is a shame.
It is a shame.
So Lauren, kind of aware that Cindy is convinced that it's her, goes round to Cindy and is in the middle of sort of explaining to her, look, I don't think it can't have been me. I'm sorry, but I don't think it was. And at that moment, a brick comes flying through the window. Genuinely made me jump. I wasn't expecting it. With a note attached to it saying, you should have stayed dead. Now, I have a theory about who threw that brick. Do you have a
Yeah,
theory
go
about
on.
who? All right, let's have to say it
Yeah,
together after
you go
three.
first.
One, two, three. Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had to have been Peter,
However,
right? Go on.
I have another theory. I've got two
Okay.
theories on it.
Okay.
It's either Peter because he knew Lauren was there so
Yeah.
that Cindy would know it wasn't Lauren who
Yeah,
attacked him,
exactly. Yeah,
attacked
yeah,
her.
yeah.
And is if it's Peter, is he trying to make it look like it's Jackie Ford's crew?
All right,
You should
yeah.
have stayed dead.
It's interesting that the Jackie Ford stuff hasn't occurred to Cindy, really.
Yeah, that it's one of her friends or something like that, or that Pete is trying to make it look like that. Because what I'm saying, you should have stayed dead, is a bit like you shouldn't have come out of hiding. So it's either Peter trying to make it look like it's Jackie Ford, or it is genuinely someone from Jackie Ford's crew because they've heard about Cindy
Yeah.
being attacked and then she's come to light to him because
Yeah.
she's been impressed.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, whoever wrote that note definitely knows the full story, don't they?
Yeah. It would
So, I
seem like
mean,
it.
possibly, yeah. I mean, that could get mentioned next week. That's a possibility. But I definitely 100% think that it was Peter who shook the brick.
Yeah,
Now, my
I
thinking
thought that was my
was
first thought.
that he knew that Lauren was in there, like you say, and the best line of defense was to sort of throw that brick through. Lauren was standing right before her, so that would instantly make Cindy think, oh, it can't have been Lauren then, because someone's just thrown a brick from a window with basically a death threat attached to it.
Yeah.
So, but
And
yeah,
then
I
Lauren,
do.
yeah.
Yeah, but I do think it was Peter that threw the
Also,
brick. Yeah,
Peter and Lauren were gifted matching scarves on Christmas Day.
right.
Lauren had this moment in the square of getting ketchup on her hands and then being like, oh,
Yes,
now I remember,
yes.
I got a
Yeah.
scarf with blood on it. Then Peter burns the scarf.
Yeah.
But did you notice that there wasn't any blood on the scarf?
I didn't know.
So
No, because
I'm wondering if he's
it was
burnt the
fire.
wrong scarf and that there is a scarf somewhere with blood.
Right.
Or are we supposed to think that Peter's doing all of these things to cover for Lauren when actually he was the one who attacked Cindy? And that's why Lauren's seen that scarf with blood on it.
Maybe. I mean, I don't think it was Peter that attacked Cindy, unless he's having like a massive guilty conscience and is trying to make up for everything and realizes that his actions are putting Lauren in danger.
Yes, this is what I've
Possibly.
been wondering as well.
Possibly, but then I don't know about the idea of Peter whacking his mum around the head with a shovel.
I agree, but we got seen that. I mean, I don't agree with any of them, though, Rob. So I
Apart
guess
from
they've all got to
Kojo.
be as, apart from Kojo, who's not in the suspect list.
And
But
potentially Anna.
if we look at the actual nine suspects, we have to assume that every single one of them is capable for whatever reason.
Yeah,
Then,
yeah.
but I agree because I don't think Peter would do it, and I mean, I don't even think Anna would if it comes to that, realistically.
No, I mean, before this, I wouldn't have put Anna in the frame for anything like this
No.
whatsoever, but she is acting weird.
Yeah, she is.
With her hair down.
With hair up,
The
hairs
hair up,
up,
sorry,
Rob.
sorry. Yeah, if it was hair down, I wouldn't be suspecting her at all.
No.
But yeah, it's. I mean, Kojo is very much in the background for all this, which again makes me kind of think that the show is protesting too much with that. You know what I mean? Like it's sort of like she is
Yeah.
He's
Yeah,
standing.
because when Cindy came back to the square, he was
Yeah,
stood in the window with
framed in the window.
George.
Yeah, framed in the window. It's. I don't know. It's like, is there more to this mystery than we're kind of almost giving it credit for? Or is it just like we've worked it out and it's sort of like that
Or
is
it was
what
Louis.
happened? Or it was. Do you know what? It's not the first person. It's not the first person I've seen it with that. Now, I would have thought that the shovel was a bit high. It was a bit heavy for Louis, but.
I would have, but you know, Bobby, Louis, parallels, all that
Yes,
jazz.
possibly. I mean, the music box was a little bit lighter than the shovel.
That's true. Yeah, a lot lighter. Yeah, but still, you never know. I mean,
I
could be
mean, I
anything.
don't know. I don't know. Go on.
Another one.
Yep.
Gina, did you notice Gina and Freddie had a moment this week?
Yes, I did. Yeah, Freddie was acting a little bit odd this week. I
And he
can't
said
imagine it.
something like, no one suspects anything, or no one's gonna
Yeah, that was
find, or no
odd.
one's found out.
I wonder if Gina was on was had a relapse on Christmas Day night, and maybe
Yeah.
Freddie became aware of that somehow.
And helped her out or
Yeah,
something.
that's my thinking with that,
They've
because
not
it was
slept
weird.
together. I don't think either of them would do that.
No, I don't think so. Although, why not? But at the same time,
True.
I think that Freddie discovered Gina like off her head on something, because we know
Or
that Gina.
about to get some, or about to take some, or
Because
something. Yeah.
Gina was sort of weirdly absent throughout some of Christmas Day, wasn't she? And she sort of just
Yeah.
appeared again at the end. So I do think that's what maybe Gina was up to. I don't think it was Gina whatsoever, though, mind.
No, I don't.
I can't really see why Gina would do that. But then again, I can't see why Anna would do that, other than the fact that she's so quiet and so sort of inconspicuous by the way she behaves, that it's really standing out to me this week that Anna is just acting a little bit oddly compared to everybody else in the
But then it's
situation.
almost too odd. It's too, I don't know. It's too odd. It's too obvious almost now.
I don't know. I don't know.
Here we are
It's here we
again,
are
the
again,
six. Cindy, who
overreading
did
everything, overanalyzing everything.
it?
That's where we're at. It's a
Who,
whodunit.
us?
Us, never. We never overanalyze anything. Gold star this week, Ray. Who are you giving your gold star to?
I was very close to giving it to Phil just
Okay.
for that one scene, but I
Yeah.
don't think he's quite done enough this week. So I'm actually going to give it to Bianca because I'm glad we've got her back. And I thought she did a great job trying to
Yep.
escape. So Bianca
Okay.
this week.
Do you know what? Cindy made me laugh a lot this week.
I
I think
did
I have to give.
wonder, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to give it to Cindy. She did make me laugh. She's so funny.
Yeah.
Just like she's so outraged that anybody is so annoyed with her. Like
She's really,
it's like she
and
kind of thinks,
Michelle
why isn't
Collins is
it?
good at doing it as
She
well,
is.
like
It's
being
yeah.
Cindy.
It's like she just kind of looking at everybody going, yeah, but I was attacked. Why haven't you all instantly forgiven me for my behaviour?
Actually, yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
just
That is the
outraged by it.
vibe.
Brilliant. Right, ladies and gents, final bit of the podcast. We've had a little bit of news announced, and then we should move on to comments from you. So, a bit of exciting news announced this week. As part of the celebrations for EastEnders' 40th anniversary, an hour-long BBC One documentary special will dive into the show's fearless attitude to storytelling to offer viewers behind-the-scenes access to some of its most poignant storylines from the last 40 years. Yes, I am all here for this. And the most exciting thing is that EastEnders, 40 years on the square, is going to feature people like Pam St. Clement,
Yes.
yes, and Anita Dobson, and
Yes.
people that we know from the show's past talking about their storylines. They're going to be reunited. It's going to be very, very exciting. I can't wait. And it's going to be hosted by Ross Kemp, who
Perfect.
has said, "It was a privilege to be asked to present this documentary celebrating 40 years of EastEnders. During the making of it, I was constantly reminded of the impact EastEnders has, not only on the cast and everyone that works on the show, but also on the audience, as well as the effect it has had culturally in the United Kingdom. It also gave me a wonderful opportunity to take a trip down memory lane with some of my dear friends, old and new, and celebrate this special anniversary. It was an absolute honour." Yes! Oh,
Ah,
I can't wait for this.
exciting.
Yes, can't wait for this. I mean, I wonder what else they're going to do, because yes, they've got a fabulous now 1 hour documentary, which I hope goes so in depth, just like tickles every one of my geek brain cells. Can't wait.
Hopefully.
But also, obviously, we've got the live episode. And I wonder as well if maybe something will be uploaded onto the iPlayer with like classic episodes as well. I think they'd be, I think, because I think actually there is a real audience for that. Like people are always sort of talking about online about saying, can you not just upload it right from the very beginning? And I think people would watch it quite happily.
I agree. I think they
Yeah,
would. Maybe,
I would.
maybe.
Yeah. I think there is an
Perhaps.
audience for it. Why not? iPlayer is like just this massive library of stuff now. So they could easily upload old episodes of EastEnders. They might have to put a few like pre-warnings on it saying attitudes of the time.
Oh yeah, maybe they're still going through every episode just to make
No,
sure.
no,
Oh,
no.
maybe not that one. Cut
That's
that,
interesting.
edit that scene out. No,
Yeah, cut that
so.
storyline maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Like the first episode of EastEnders, like there's a picture of a topless woman in the Vic wall. Yeah, oh yeah, boobs out and everything.
They say a word I really hate as well in it.
Do they?
A racist term, yeah, I hate
Yeah,
it. The
oh
P word, not so long
yes, yes,
since.
yes,
I
yes.
hate that word so
Yeah, I mean,
much.
again, attitudes of the time, wasn't it? Like very, very much
Oh
so.
yeah, 100%. That's
Yeah.
why I hate that word. But
Yeah,
yes.
yeah,
Yeah, so
yeah.
maybe
You'll
there's a
notice that
reason
whenever that
why.
gets re-aired, they tend to kind of edit around
There's
that, don't they?
always, yes.
Yes. But it's interesting. So yeah, can't wait for that. That's very, very, very exciting. Commentary.
We've got a comment from Individual Aesthetic who says, "A busy week and I'm loving it. Phil's scene in The Archers was heartbreaking. Nugget's kitchen hygiene rant reminded me of last week's pod."
Yes, quite right,
Yes.
Nugget. It is unhygienic to have as much sex as happens in that kitchen. You get
Well, the people
stars.
have got to eat food that's
Yeah.
made in there.
You get stars
Oh.
taken off you for behaviour like that.
Too right. Too
Yeah.
right. And I agree with the scene in The Archers, because that was why I nearly gave Phil my gold star this week, just for that one scene. It really was.
That's such a
It's
big
just
moment for
so,
Phil.
yeah.
Yeah.
And he, honestly, I can't credit Steve McFadden enough. He's so good at it at the minute,
Yeah.
like having that sadness behind his eyes, like
Yeah.
very well played at the
It's so
moment.
subtle. He's brilliant. He really, really is. Like, he's been on the show for so long, and yet, whenever he's given anything remotely like this to do, he just absolutely shows everybody how it should be done. It's just amazing. He's great. He really, really is. Tracy Riccio commented on something that I forgot to mention when she says, "A crowbar? Really? Get out of my club." And with Sasha Kingston says, "Such a wonderful callback to Peggy at the Vic. It was brilliant." So they're lining Nicola up at the new Mitchell matriarch. So this was in reference to when Chelsea was having some issues with some
Yes.
punters in the club and Jack got involved. Nicola pulls a crowbar out from underneath the bar and says, "Get out of my club." Shocking. I was like,
Very.
there was a moment I was sat there like, they did not just do that.
Oh, they
But
went there.
they went there. Nice throwback, you know, little blonde Mitchell screaming something like that out. Crowbar, though. Well, that's.
I know that my first thought was she saved money on security by just getting a
Yeah.
crowbar behind the bar.
Wouldn't
Like,
have had the
yeah,
crush
of
under Nicola's
course.
watch, would you? No. Yes. Tell
No,
that wouldn't have
probably
happened.
not.
No.
I did wonder where security were during all that, but yeah, there
Don't
you
need
go.
him. Nicola's security.
Don't
Nicola
need
on a
it. You're
crowbar. It's
right.
a new fill in his
That's
bat.
it. That's
Yes.
all you need.
That's all you need. Nicola on a crowbar. I wouldn't mess with her with a crowbar. Would you? No.
Do you know what? Laura Doddington, after seeing how she is in real life, is incredibly
Oh,
good at
she's
playing
so good.
Nicola.
I
She's
cannot
really
wait
good.
to see where Nicola goes because
Yeah.
she's one of these characters where you're just like, oh, you could do anything. I'm excited to see.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that she is. I suspect that she's going down a soap bitch route, which is absolutely fine. Like, I'm more than happy with that because she is ruthless and she doesn't
Yes.
care what she says to anybody and she doesn't care what she does. The fact that she gave Phil that booze, I think, kind of suggested which direction they were taking Nicola in, and that's fine. I'm more than
Yeah,
happy with that.
definitely. Yeah,
You
same.
need. You need. We haven't had a character. I mean, apart, you know, from apart from the likes of Janine, who will come in and just do anything, and they're not bothered about what the impact is going to be. And you need characters like that sometimes in soap, especially on a regular role, to bring Nicola on. I cannot wait. Very, very exciting.
Got a comment from Stephen who says the biggest twist of all would be if Lauren actually did it. Lol.
Yeah,
I
I
mean,
think. Yeah, it would. I mean, you do always kind of think, well, it's clearly not the first person that's been arrested. But imagine if it was. Imagine if it was Lauren.
and it was just that she'd actually forgotten
Yeah.
because surely not.
I
But
mean, you do.
maybe that's why they put in a first so that we forget it and just go, it weren't
Yeah.
Lauren.
I mean, it was interesting that they brought up the fact that she ran over her dad sober this week
Oh, yeah.
when Peter was like, "You haven't got a violent bone in your body," and Lauren was like, "I beg to differ."
Actually, Peter.
Actually, I think you'll find I have many violent bones. I mean, it could be Lauren. She's not one of the, in terms of the list of suspects, she's not somebody who I would immediately discount.
No, definitely. Like, she's in my, like, her and Junior, then Lauren were my top two.
Yeah.
For people who'd be most likely, And I am basing that on the fact that Lauren did attempt to run her dad over whilst
Yes,
sober
whilst
and her
sober.
history. Yes.
Tempted to kill her dad whilst
But
sober.
I don't think that she'd necessarily try and attack Cindy whilst sober, but maybe if
Or
she
on
was in
drugs.
some. Well, this is it, because I would have thought that morphine would make her more chilled out, to be
You
fair, if
think?
anything.
It's not
Yeah.
some, it's not a drug that's known to turn you violent, really, is it? But
No.
okay.
But saying that, if Gina went out and was smashing some cocaine or whatever her drug of choice is, that I could see being
Oh
more
yeah.
likely, because
Yeah.
cocaine can make people get angry and
Can.
impulsive, can't
It
it?
can. It
So,
can. So we'll have to wait and see where that goes. So there we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for another week. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do the following.
you can find us on Facebook at Albert Square After Dark, on Twitter and Instagram at E20 After Dark. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can listen to us on Apple and all your favourite podcast sites. Drop us an email at e20afterdarkpodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to buy us a coffee, you can do so by going on buymeacoffee.com/e20afterdark.
Yes, you can indeed. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that's it for this week. Same time next week, Ree.
Yeah, go on then.
Why not? Until then, it's goodbye from me.
Bye from me.
See you later. Goodbye.
Bye.